Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Mr. President, millions have put their trust in you. And as you told the nation yesterday, you have felt the providential hand of a loving God. In the name of our God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now. There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families, some who fear for their lives. And the people who pick our crops and clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and meatpacking plants, who wash the dishes after we eat in restaurants and work the night shifts in hospitals, they may not be citizens or have the proper documentation. But the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals. They pay taxes and are good neighbors. They are faithful members of our churches and mosques, synagogues, wadara, and temples. I ask you to have mercy, Mr. President, on those in our communities whose children fear that their parents will be taken away, and that you help those who are fleeing war zones and persecution in their own lands to find compassion and welcome here. Our God teaches us that we are to be merciful to the stranger, for we were all once strangers in this land. May God grant us the strength and courage to honor the dignity of every human being, to speak the truth to one another in love, and walk humbly with each other and our God for the good of all people, good of all people in this nation and the world. Amen.
Oh, hell has frozen over, baby. What do you think, Brett?
I think she's my new favorite person.
She's my new favorite bishop. Let's put it that way. She is definitely my new favorite bishop. The look on their face, like, how dare you? How dare you, tell us that God, wants all people to be treated with dignity because he made them all? How dare, who the hell? And, it's just the look on everybody's face, behind her. Why would they go to an Episcopalian church with a female bishop who is known to them, unless they wanted to pick a fight? I mean, I don't know. I thought maybe there was a little hope in there that they were really looking for, some biblical guidance in their quest to rule the world. I don't know. I don't know what I expected. But this happened yesterday. I forgot to play it. And I think that everybody should know that they went to church. They were looking for, I guess, what everybody looks for in church: salvation, guidance, clarity on why am I here? Is there something bigger than myself? If there is, what is it? Hear me out kind of a thing, But hell froze over. I mean, literally hell froze over, because she actually took the opportunity to show fortitude, bravery, whatever you want to call it, courage above and beyond the call of her duty, which is basically to save souls, I guess. I don't know. I'm Jewish. We're chosen. We don't have to go through all this rigmarole, just so you know. But okay. Somebody was mocking me on the social medias. Oh, I'm shocked. Saying, This Jew, I mean, he almost called me a Jew bitch, but whatever, from Florida, thinks she knows how that Donald Trump will not get into heaven. Of course I know. Of course I do. And I'll tell you this right now. The evidence that hell has frozen over is not just this this bishop in Washington D.C. laying out the the wherefores and the whereas and the thuslies in the Bible to Donald Trump about how you treat all people, regardless of whether you like them, you don't like them, you approve of them, you don't. Doesn't matter. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Like the whole thing. The evidence that hell froze over is look outside, Deep South, look outside. It's snowing in the Deep South. It's snowing in Alabama. It's snowing in Florida. You know, here's the thing about Florida. In Florida, we could all at least look at each other and say, well, at least it's not snowing here. What, huh? Now, what are you going to tell yourself now, people? What are you going to tell yourself now? So there are now two seasons in Florida, okay? There's hot, humid, and blizzard season. I don't know what happened. I honestly don't. But, you know, look, this is just such a crazy, crazy time. And I will tell you that I don't think you need to be able to read entrails of, lambs to know that snowing in the Deep South is a very, very bad sign for Donald Trump, who had it snow on his second day. It's not a good sign. It just isn't. And yes, no, he's going to have to ask for the management to come and hear him out when he gets to the pearly gates, because they're not going to let him in. They're not. The do unto others thing, that's real. You know where that's real? It's real in the Constitution. Yes, it's real. It's a real thing. And, he just won't do it. So everybody's, very, very upset. And I will say, obviously it's Wednesday, so I have clean hair on Wednesdays. And I go to get a blowout on a Wednesday, even if it's, sleeting, even if it's snowing, even if it's raining. It just doesn't, my hair comes first, okay? It does. I'm a New Yorker. I'm not freaked out by any of these weather events, let's say. However, it is freaky to see people in airboats, airboats, everybody, doing donuts in the snow. Look at that. All right. Hey, how about a hand, everybody, for Florida Man? How about that?
That looks like a lot of fun. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, until the water actually is not completely frozen and you die. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's Florida Man stuff, okay? I saw a guy, though, in Houston, strapped a pair of skis on his feet there and was skiing down a flight of stairs. You know what I mean? It's like, you people... Do I have to really pay for you to get health care? Do I? Yes, I do, because the Bible. I guess that's why. That and Obamacare. I don't know. But okay, so everybody at the hair salon was really, really peeved. They were really, really upset. And you got to remember, who they voted for. It wasn't for Kamala. One person did. My Angie, my beloved, my best friend, my beautiful friend Angie. She's English, and she still has English sensibilities, and so she votes accordingly. She voted for Kamala. Everyone else in there, no. And they're just like, what do you mean he pardoned cop killers and beaters? What do you mean? And there's one you haven't even heard of. What do you mean? Yeah, there's this guy that he pardoned yesterday that sort of flew under the radar. His crimes were like really obscene, like seriously obscene. He was on the dark net. He was on the dark web. Ooh, that sounds bad. Yeah, the dark web is bad. He was on the dark web. Well, where would I see this? I go to Tor. You know what I'm saying? And he was selling drugs worldwide, like heroin. No, not really, like oxycodone and heroin. Yeah. No, like heroin. And it had like little thumbnails of heroin, black tar heroin, next to a needle. And he was getting paid in Bitcoin. Okay, I lost them at dark web. They just know what I said was bad. He got pardoned? Yes.